So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Do you think that this was an isolated incident, or do you think there's a national threat of a left-wing militia that is targeting ICE and CBP?
Well, I think you have some very stupid people in the left who have some money that are making it available to these people. There's something going on. We'll get to the bottom of it.
All right, that was Peter Doocy interviewing President Donald Trump just a couple of days ago. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Joining us now, spokesperson for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, Ira Melman. Thank you so much for coming on to St. Louis.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So I don't know if you heard the president's comments there. I don't know if you have any reaction to that. Do you agree with him?
Well, yeah, I mean, he called them stupid. I think they are more dangerous than stupid. These are organized events that are going on. You have people who have been opposed to immigration enforcement entirely. And now that you have an administration in power that is actually going out there and doing the job that, quite frankly, the president ran on and was elected to do, and inciting violence. You know, we saw it a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles, where you had riots. You are now seeing it with these attacks on ICE agents, just, you know, the one down in Texas a couple of days ago. This is not happening spontaneously. There are people behind it, and it's hard to identify precisely who they are, but there is money, there's organization. This has been going on for a long time, and it needs to stop. The FBI needs to be doing its job and go out there and find these people. But, you know, it is dangerous. The ICE agents are just doing the job that they're supposed to be doing. They are getting criminals out of the country, and that's what the American public wants.
So if there is this money that's circulating around, someone is trying to insert it in to aggravate or whatever it is, organize, try to interfere with ICE official business. What about the commentators that you see on television, the ones that are going out there? Are they a part of that, or are they independent playing into that?
Well, you know, they are, as somebody called them, the accomplice media. I think they may be ideologically inclined to not want to have any kind of immigration enforcement. Look, I mean, you know, you see all this hysteria being whipped up that ICE is just randomly going into schools and churches and, you know, God knows where else. That's not happening. What is happening is you have sanctuary jurisdictions all across the country who are refusing to hand over criminal aliens that they've arrested for other things. And ICE has said, you know, if we have to do that, if you're going to put them back out on the street, we're going to go into the community and find them. If we have to go door to door, we'll go door to door. And if we happen to find other people who are not on our radar scope, we are going to take them also. You have to remember, you don't have to be a criminal in order to be removed from the country. All you have to do is be in the United States illegally. Obviously, ICE is prioritizing dangerous criminals. But just like any other law enforcement agency in the country, it doesn't mean that they're going to ignore lesser offenders. And, you know, what these people are doing is putting those lesser offenders in danger as well.
I wanted to mention some other reports that came out recently. And the idea that President Trump, and I'll read the quote, flirted with the idea of shielding undocumented workers in the agricultural and hospitality industry from deportation. He has insisted there'll be no amnesty, but also suggests that some workers might be allowed to stay here if their employers take responsibility for them. So I'm sure you've seen those reports. He's kind of backed away from them some. What did you think about that? Maybe going after the violent criminals, but sparing others.
Well, it's a bad idea. Look, I mean, we shouldn't be saying to certain industries, it's okay if you hire illegal aliens, pay them poor wages and poor working conditions. We have created situations in this country where industries have decided, you know what, we don't want to pay decent wages to American workers. We don't want to provide good working conditions. And so Americans don't show up to take those jobs at the pay and conditions that are being offered. Then they hire illegal aliens and say, you see, the only people who will do the job are illegal. illegal aliens. These are self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, the president ran on trying to restore the middle class. You have a lot of middle class jobs that have been degraded now to a point where Americans don't want to accept those conditions. And we shouldn't carve out special privileges for certain industries. You know, they are powerful. They have lobbyists in Washington. But, you know, it's the American public, it's the American worker that should be looked out for.
What do you think about the legislation to force ICE agents to take off their masks? The play that we've seen as of late, there's been a lot of debate, mostly from the left, that really want to try to out the ICE agents while they're doing their job.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that, you know, if you look at the college campus protests, they're all wearing masks. That seems to be okay. But if ICE agents who are being threatened and having their families threatened, you know, there's been like a 700% increase on assaults on ICE agents. They are doing this for their own safety. So, you know, that unless these leftist politicians are prepared to tone down the rhetoric and join the effort against the violence that's being perpetrated against law enforcement officers, they need to wear these masks to protect their identities and to protect the security of their families.
And probably other things, too. I mean, I remember certain riots that happened in St. Louis, and the rioters were always throwing chemicals and liquids at the police and rioters. So I would think about if you are someone that's going into a situation where you know that they are being coached to be hostile against you and to fight against you, that it is not unrealistic to believe that they may actually use some sort of sprays or other chemicals in the act of trying to resist you. So I would use it for even for your own protection.
Sure. You know, I'm not sure that a mask is necessarily going to protect you from all that, but they need to do whatever it is they need to do to protect themselves. You know, we want these agents to be able to go home to their families at night, just like everybody else does. And you know, we also need to start addressing these things at the root cause. You have these violent people who are out there, you know, anti-government. We saw this starting back in 2020, where you had people who were legitimately protesting, but then you also had people who were there just to instigate violence. Those are the people that we need to go after, whether it is, you know, with the ICE agents or any other area. Look, people have a right to protest. They have a right to say, I disagree with the policies of the administration. I don't think we should be enforcing immigration laws. That's all fine. But when you cross that line to inciting violence, when you cross the line to going after law enforcement officers, that's where you really have to start doing something. And, you know, the politicians who have been saying things like comparing them to stormtroopers, they need to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a podcast. Really want to make money with it? Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Spokesperson for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, Ira Melman, joining us. The debate over birthright citizenship, I don't know if that's going to go anywhere. I really don't see a huge future in that. But in general, where do you weigh in?
Well, our view is that the 14th Amendment states that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction of are citizens of the United States. And the question is, what does it mean to be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States? Does it simply mean that you're here and you have to stop at the red lights like the rest of us? Or does it mean something more than that? You know, the framers put that clause in there for a reason. And in our view, being subject to the jurisdiction of the United States means that you don't have an allegiance to another power, that your presence has been recognized here in the United States. You know, if you or I were to go and live abroad, we would still be required to file a tax return in the United States, even if we weren't earning our money here. And that's because we are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. If we were of draft age and we had a draft, we could be drafted even if we weren't living here. So somebody who's here illegally is obviously still a citizen of another country and is not really subject to the jurisdiction of the United States the way the rest of us are.
Mm. Well, people wanted to look up the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Where can they go?
They can go to our website, which is fairus.org. That's FAIRUS.org, fairus.org.
guys must be pretty busy. It seems like every time you open up a news site, there's something else that would pertain to your business.
Yes, we are busy. But it's good to be busy.
It is good to, this is the time to settle things that have been remained unsettled for as long as they have been. Ira Melman, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.